The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to Sunday's Racing Podcast. My name is Alex Dunn and I've been joined by Mick Norton in the studio to look ahead to the best of Sunday's action. Going to look ahead to a great jumping card at Kempton, and Sean Quinn, Alistair Whitehouse-Jones and Darren Owen will be your studio team on Sunday to take you through all of the action. Which just leaves for me to say, hi there Mick Norton.
Yes, hello Alex. William Hill sponsored card at Kempton, and we've been rewarded with some good horses turning up.
Indeed. Certainly a very promising card. How are you anyway, Mick? All things good?
Absolutely. Yes, Alex. Yeah.
Good stuff. Right then. We will kick off. We're going to go through the whole card briefly. So we will kick things off with the 2:15 at Kempton. It's the William Hill Download the App Juvenile Hurdle over 2 miles. A Class 3 event with 11 runners down to go to post. Certainly an interesting looking race. We've got obviously a Paul Nicholls runner and an Alan King runner with experience, and you'd expect those to be at the head of the market.
Alan King won it 12 months ago, and he's got Durable Man, who was a rated 80 plus horse on the flat, and should be all the better for his hurdling debut. I think it was at Market Raisin, and he was beaten a fair old way. He travelled well, maybe a bit too keenly, but he didn't jump too badly, and he will be all the better for that. I think Alan King's got a good chance here of doubling up in the race. The penalised runner, Town Mouse, he was a 65 rated horse on the flat, got the job done at Huntingdon, was 50 to 1 that day, beaten in grade 2 at last time, but I think he just is vulnerable on the penalty, and he just get the impression he's not totally straightforward, and if there's anything there lurking, there may just prove a handful for him under the penalty. The other ones to consider, interesting that Ocean Applause, who was a beaten favourite on its hurdling debut, has had a run on the flat since that disappointing run over hurdles. Hardly beat one, a horse home in either of them. But McCoy, who rode him on debut, has kept the rye, which could suggest that there's better things to come. But I'm going to leave it to Paul Nicholls, who looks to have his string pretty forward. This French import, Aldop Pic Gross, won it in La Roche-sur-Yon. That was a one of those maiden bumpers that they have over there. He's sure to have been well schooled. He'll have jumped plenty of hurdles in France before he even ran in that bumper. So the jumping won't be an issue, and he won't have to be anything special to make a winning debut over hurdles in Britain. So I'm leaving it to the inform, Darrell Jacob and Paul Nicholls with Aldop Pic Gross.
Okay then, Aldop Pic Gross in the opener there. Just interesting, you said that Alan King has a good record in the race. He's won it in 2008, 2010 and 2012, so clearly targets the race, and as you mentioned, Durable Man has to be respected.
He has, yes. I mean, he was an 80 plus horse on the flat, stamina no problem, and he should improve for that hurdling debut. Well, he did travel well for a long, long way, and I think he rates the danger to the Nicholls runner.
Okay, then the second race that we'll look at is the 2:45. It's the William Hill in the App Store Beginners Chase. It's a Sunday 5K bonus race as well, which is always good to see. And we've got a very short price favourite here, and one that you'd expect will probably land this pretty comfortably in Paul Nicholls once again with Dodging Bullets.
Well, yes, he's far and away better than these over hurdles, and he looks a really tough, durable type who'll make a fist of it over fences, and I think they've found the perfect opportunity for him. And from a form point of view, he's head and shoulders above his rivals. You know, a clear round, and that should be him. Another combo trying to back up in the race are Gary Moore and Jamie Moore. They won the race 12 months ago with Sire de Grugy, and they have be all man in the race, who could be the one to take advantage if anything goes amiss with Dodging Bullets. But no, I think Dodging Bullets looks the answer to this.
Mm, should be reasonably comfortable for Dodging Bullets there in the 2:45. The 3:20 is the William Hill On Your Mobile Novices Hurdle, a listed event over 2 miles. A really good contest, this. Just the 5 go to post, but I wouldn't say that there's that much between all of them. We've got Sea Lord, who's come in here looking for a 6th consecutive win in great form, but comes up against Azure Fly, who looks a nice horse. Life and Soul, who we know is tough. And in Cool McCavity and Halling's Comet, you've got a couple of slightly more unexposed runners.
Yeah, he's rated 150, Sea Lord. His mark was elevated between May and August from 100 and... I think it was 114 when he first started with the mark, and he's now 150. I think he's been brilliantly placed, exceptionally well placed, and he's avoided meeting anything out of the ordinary on that way up to 150. I think this is the acid test for him, isn't it? He's meeting better horses here. You've touched on Life and Soul, and he looks as though there's more to come. He was given a lot to do. He was not given a lot to do. He did a lot of the donkey work the last day at Newton Abbott when we saw him in August. And the horse who beat him, Rum and Butter, didn't run too badly at all at Cheltenham on Friday. Ran a Sam Rose, giving the form a respectable look. Sure to be more to come from Life and Soul. As you say, Azure Fly is going the right way. Showed a good attitude when beating Uriah Heep by 10 lengths at Huntingdon last time, and although the form probably needs a step forward, he was a dual bumper winner. Not many are good enough to win two bumpers, and the stable couldn't be in better form, could they? So, you know, there could be plenty more to come from Azure Fly. Nicky Henderson looks as though he's hit the ground running, and he's got Cool McCavity in the race. David Bass taking the ride, coming back to the minimum 2 miles, will be in his favour, and he was another horse who was useful on the flat. He was down the field in that Rum and Butter race at Newton Abbott, but it looks as though the extra half mile there just proving beyond him. I think the 4-year-old Helen's Comet is probably the one who's going to struggle a little bit here. Does get the weight for age allowance, but it isn't much. And he was a decent flat horse for Andrew Balding, but he's been very keen in his hurdle races, and if he's keen here, he may well set this up for some closers, and well, there's plenty there to choose from between the other four.
Okay, so if I had to put you for a selection there, Mick?
Yeah, it's a difficult one, isn't it? I just think Azure Fly might just be able to take that leap forward. He's going to have to if you take the ratings literally. But I think Sea Lord's been so well placed, I think the rating might flatter him.
Okay, so Azure Fly the pick there.
I would just take a chance on him because Sea Lord's bound to get
absolutely
overbet, isn't he?
Absolutely, couldn't agree more. Okay, then the fourth race that we're going to look at is the 3:50 from Kempton Park. It is the William Hill iPhone, iPad, iPad Mini Handicap Chase over 3 miles, a Class 4 event. This won't be the strongest race on the card, but nevertheless pretty competitive. Shall we start with High Rate here?
And
Left Sue Smith, and now with Kim Bailey.
Yeah, and it's a good each-way betting heat as well. They should be betting sort of 3 or 4 to 1 the field here. And, comes here off a 169-day break, High Rate. But, yes, Kim Bailey and Jason Maguire are all allies, aren't they? And there could well be more to come from this horse. He's still only 7, and he's still off a very workable mark, High Rate. And he's a very interesting runner, especially if the money comes for him. Charlie Longson's represented by Green Bank, who's got Race Fitness on his side. And that was a good effort, I thought, at Uttoxeter last time. And that form looks pretty strong. And he's never been outside the first three in 4 starts since midsummer. Very consistent horse. A couple of wins throwing in there. Another one who arrives here with Race Fitness on his side is Western King, who showed up well in a couple of Newton Abbott races. He's one of the joint top weights here, but has still got to be respected. And it's a tough one, as you said. I think I'd have two on my side here. I think, again, I'd be with the the Longsden team of with Green Bank, and I do think that High Rate is too well handicapped to ignore.
Okay,
and, he'd have to be on the on the shortlist and be the saver.
Okay then. The fifth race is a real cracker. The 4:25 at Kempton is the William Hill Download the App Hurdle, a listed event over 2 miles. 5 runners don't go to post, but there's two main ones that we're going to be focusing on, and that is Rock on Ruby and the new one. Now, just something interesting here, Mick, that I'm just going to mention before I forget. Obviously, it's the William Hill Download the App Hurdle. If you have the William Hill app on your phone, you can get into Kempton on Sunday for free. Show it at the door and you will get in for free, which, I mean, to see quality action like this is a really good incentive, isn't it?
And it certainly is. And with the jumping season getting in full swing, you want to be able to look at these good horses now and see how they're looking with the rest of the season in mind. And well, we couldn't have a better clash teed up here, could we? Two of the main contenders for the Champion Hurdle come next March, Rock on Ruby and the new one. And the great thing is there'll be no hanging about here with the likes of Australia Day in the race, who loves to bowl along in front, and he will certainly make it a good test. You just get the feeling, don't you, that looking at their form, at their profiles, that the new one might just be a bit more ready for this than Rock on Ruby. He did take a couple of races to hit peak fitness last year, didn't he? Whereas this is Nigel Twist and Davis's time of year, isn't it, between now and Christmas? I mean, they've got a red-hot strike rate through October, November and December, haven't they? And I think the new one, he just seemed to come to hand early, and he's still only 5. I think he'll have strengthened up again in the summer, and I think he's in for a very exciting season. I think on the day, the new one will beat Rock on Ruby. Whether it'll be that same story come next March is that's further down the road. But I think trying to find the winner on the day, I think it will be the new one.
Okay then, so the new one to take the 4:25, a mouth-watering contest in store there. The 5 o'clock is the penultimate race on Kempton's card. It's the William Hill Exclusive Mobile Offers Handicap Chase over 2 miles, a Class 3 event in which 7 runners are going to post. Some experienced types here, Mick, who continue to run reasonably well. None more so than Capelon, who arrives here looking for the 5-timer.
Yes, Lonnie Hill's done really well with this horse, chasing the 5-timer. He won off a mark of 89 back in July, and he turns up here at Kempton in October off 115. And, you know, he's not just been fluking home either. He's earned his weight rise. He's earned a crack in better company, and the frame of mind is in, and the fact that he's still got a very workable mark for me, the way he's been winning 119, I think he's the one that they've all got to worry about. And I think the 5-year-old Alf Ramsey, another one who comes here off the back of a win and has shown a liking for this track in the past, might be the biggest danger. But there's some good horses lining up here, aren't there? I mean, O'Crick, who was a festival winner in 2009, still a handful at Class 3 level. Josh Newman taking off £7. That'll reduce the burden for him. But I'm going to leave it to the new kids on the block here, the younger horses, and I'll put Cape Alone to get the better of the 5-year-old Alf Ramsey.
OK, then, the final race on the Kempton card is the William Hill Radio Download the App National Hunt Novices Hurdle over 2 miles and 5 furlongs. And the one that we should probably start with here is, once again, with Paul Nicholls. Dal Jacob takes the ride on How Long Is a Foot, who remains unbeaten.
Yeah, and he's got to be respected. The way that the stable horses ran at Cheltenham on Friday, looks as though he's hitting the ground running, and he's a difficult horse to get an angle on, isn't he? He's obviously a quite exciting prospect, and be interested to see how the mark speaks about him. He may well get over bet and might leave a bit of value in the shape of Warden Hill, who that form when he just got touched off last time we saw him in April, has been franked by the third, and he's earned a rating of 124, and I wouldn't be surprised if he turned up here in good order for this, and I think he's a horse who's got plenty more winning to come. He's still only 5, and whereas the the other horse you mentioned, How Long Is a Foot, is only four. So the five-year-old taking the four-year-old on at level weights. I think I'll just go with the five-year-old here, Warden Hill, for me. Again, Alan King, who often targets this meet, he's got Gold Ingot in, who's a winner here. That was back in May, and he won with some style as well. Earned the penalty for that. Now, if these other two, though, are a bit special, he might find it difficult to carry the penalty against these two. The market will be very revealing, I think.
Mm. Also interesting to see just previous winners of this race, the last 5 years. Nikos Extra, Balthazar King, He's a Cracker, and Lebec, who've all gone on to be
absolutely
pretty smart performers.
And that's got this has got the look of this as well, hasn't it? And you know, there's one we haven't mentioned there in Emma Lavelle's run, Andy Kelly, who showed immense promise on his debut and only run. And I think this will throw up one or two decent prospects for the rest of the season. But it's a mouth-watering day's racing, and owners and trainers have supported the William Hill sponsored card really well, with some good horses making their seasonal reappearances here.
Indeed. OK, then, could you just sum up your picks on the Kempton card on Sunday then, please, Mick?
Yeah, we're going with Paul Nicholls' newcomer, Al Doppy Grow, in the 215, a juvenile hurdle. We'll have done plenty of schooling in France, this horse, and hopefully could be an exciting prospect. Charlie Longson might be in for a good day. He's got Azure Fly, who will just probably have to raise his game again after the last day, but he is going the right way. He's won the last couple in good style, and the stable couldn't be in better form. I think Sea Lord facing his one of his stiffest tasks over hurdles to date there in that 320. At 350 could be Feely and Longson again, who've got they've got Green Bank, who's in good form. That was a good run at behind Watch House at Uttoxeter. And if he can build on that, there's no reason why he shouldn't do. He's going to take a lot of beating. The well-handicapped High Rate, having his first start with his new connections, looks the main danger there, off a mark of 106. In the 425, well, looks a straight match between Rock on Ruby and the new one. And with a guaranteed pace in the shape of Australia Day, it could be that the new one on the day is just that bit sharper than Rock on Ruby and can get his season off to the best possible start. And the in the 5 o'clock, we've got a couple of last time out winners here as well. The Lorne Hill trained Cape Alon, who's just never stopped improving. He went off a mark of 89 back in July, and here he is off 119 in October and still unbeaten, and I think he'll remain unbeaten after Sunday as well. The 5-year-old Alf Ramsey looks the biggest danger, and some exciting prospects in the 5:30 as well, with Paul Nicholls and Daniel Jacob teaming up with How Long Is a Foot. But the 4-year-old might have to play second fiddle to the Mick Shannon trained Warden Hill, who's shown immense promise in all of his four starts. He's earned a rating of 124 in the process, and I'm sure there's going to be a lot more races to be won with him.
Brilliant, Mick. I'll just push that through again, that if you do have the William Hill app on your phone, you can get into Kempton for free. Just show it on the door on Sunday and you will get in for free. Some quality action to look forward to. Thank you very much, Mick, for looking at all the action.
My pleasure.
Good luck with those picks.
Yeah, and have a good day. And if you've got that app, go and have a look at some of these good horses, and hope you back a few winners.
Absolutely. Cheers, Mick.
Thanks, Alex.
This is William Hill Racing Radio.
Hi, it's Declan O'Donnell here of the Irish Sun for William Hill Radio, looking at today's racing at Naas and Cork. We begin at the main meeting, which is Naas, and the third race at 2:40. We're going with the top one here, number one, Hidden Oasis, trained by David Watchman, owned by J.P. McManus, and Fanberry in the plate. This one will handle the ground. It was second to Mekong River at Listowel, and won in Galway pretty easily, 10 lengths actually in Galway on heavy ground. So that will not be an issue today. He's a good horse. The Birdcatcher here, this is one of his best opportunities to win a really decent prize, and he's the one to be on. Number one, Hidden Oasis in the 2:40. On to the 3:15, and here we're going number three, Wanna Be Better. This one is a kind of in-and-out performer, you'd have to say, but she suddenly took off over this course and distance earlier this season, and then followed up next time winning a big race at Killarney. Well, went way up in class, ran the Matron Stakes at Leopardstown and didn't figure there, but has appeared since in a decent race in Tipperary, where he finished a close-up fourth over a trip too short. 7 furlongs is too short for this Duke of Monmouth filly. She has to have a mile. She's back over a mile today. If in the mood, she'll win this. That's number three, Wanna Be Better, in the 3:15. Well, the 4:55 is an interesting race because here we will have a leading champion hurdle contender this year running on the flat, number 10, O'Connor. But O'Connor was very smart on the flat, and of course he likes this track at Naas, so a lot in his favour. Won't mind the ground, probably would want a little bit better to be at his very best, but could be sharp enough for these today. That's number 10, O'Connor, in the 4:55. Our best bet of the day comes in the last race, which is a bumper, strange mixed car today at Naas. And in this one, we're going for number 8, Yes Sir Brian. This one is trained by a guy called Garrett Power. You probably haven't heard much of him yet, but he worked with Aidan O'Brien for a while. He's a very shrewd operator indeed, and this is a pretty serious horse. He beat some very, very highly rated horses when he won at Punchestown back in February, and he was second, and what a tight finish it was to a very good one of Willie Mullins, Wicklow Brave, at Listowel. Ground, absolutely no problem for this horse. Derek O'Connor in the plate. Number 8, Yes Sir Brian, in the last at Naas. The 5:25, I think, is the bet of the day, though it is a hot enough race. Now, at Cork, we're going for one in the 4:30, number 3, Owega Star. This one was second to Rebel Fitz over this trip at Tipperary last time. Ground, no problem at all. Confident choice, number 3, Owega Star, in the 4:30 at Cork. So just to recap then on today's tips, here at Naas, 2:40, number 1, Hidden Oasis. 3:15, number 3, Wanna Be Better. 4:55, number 10, O'Connor. And the 5:25, number 8, Yes Sir Brian. And in Cork, the 4:30, number 3, Owega Star. This is Declan O'Donoghue of the Irish Sun for William Hill Radio.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.